The last race to be decided election night was House District 12, stretching from Bryan College Station to near Waco. Kyle Cassell won by 7,000 votes, thanks to a margin of victory in Brazos County of nearly 8,000.
It's a testament to our commitment to this community, and I'm honored that my fellow citizens down here have appreciated our service to them, and I'm just grateful to be friends and have so much family here.
Cassell also won Limestone County, while Robert Stem won Robertson Falls and McClellan counties. The new state senator representing Brazos County, Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, visited Bryan last night.
School issues are going to be paramount in this session. It includes not just adequacy of funding, but also the efficiency and school choice.
Wrapping up the Brazos County delegation in Austin is John Rainey, who won his first full term representing House District 14. Rainey among many winning with 60% of the vote. That was the case for the newest member of the Bryan School Board, Tommy Bosquez.
My theme was that we've got to have one community, and we've got to rally behind public education because, as everyone knows, that we've got some challenges both nationally at the state level and as a school board member, I want to localize those issues and how it may impact our community.
The 60% figure also applied to new Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens and incumbent Councilman Art Hughes. That won the case for Chuck Condola, who avoided a runoff with Lloyd Joyce by 156 votes. And in College Station, those who decided to vote on 9 changes to the city charter said yes by a margin of at least 3-1. More details and interviews are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.